Also in the news this week, a new kind of material has surfaced. Ba-boom. This is the work of Professor Marek Urban, who's a researcher at the University of Southern Mississippi. And this material has the capacity to repair itself whenever it gets scratched. Sounds ideal for my car when I take a trip to the supermarket. Hello, Marek. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us how this material works.
Well, essentially, as you create a scratch on a plastic, and exposed to the sunlight, certain reactive molecules open up, and consequently, they react with another species that are present in the system, and form what we call crosslinks. And those crosslinks essentially seal the scratch that was mechanically created. So it's like a little silent species sitting inside of a system that is capable of self-repairing upon exposure to ultraviolet light.
So tell us what the actual chemicals are that you've used in the mixture, and how different are they from what we're currently using in paints and other surfaces?
Well, most of the automotive, for example, paints, and not only automotive but also floor coatings, utilize polyurethanes, which are fairly durable and fairly high-performance materials. However, they are not exempt from mechanical damage. And what we created is essentially we took polyurethane network and also incorporated small amounts of chitosan. And chitosan is a derivative of chitin, which is the second largest carbohydrate present on Earth after cellulose, which was modified with the so-called oxetane. And that oxetane ring is one of those reactive sites that opens up as you make a mechanical scratch.
So chitosan is actually a derivative of chitin, as you say. That's the exoskeleton, the outer shell of things like crabs and lobsters, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, and you have plenty of those things in the landfills along the coast of every country that deals with fishery and that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, some portion of this research was funded by the Mississippi Division of Marine Resources. So that chitosan was modified with oxetane, and that oxetane is a relatively easy to open ring. As mechanical scratch is created, that oxetane opens up, creating a reactive species, and that upon exposure to UV light creates another reactive species from chitosan, and those things react again to form a crossing network, therefore eliminating scratches.
So to put it simply, you have the chitosan, which is this molecule, and you've coupled onto the side of it a ring structure, which when the plastic or the paint surface gets scratched or damaged, that ring busts open. This makes it chemically reactive, and it can then grab either side of the damaged area and link it back together.
Right, exactly. So it's and the quantities of this material are relatively small. Therefore, although, again, this is the proof of concept at this stage, we don't seem to know to see reasons why that shouldn't work in many other systems.
And just to finish off, Marek, when can we see this actually being used? Is there any reason why we can't expect to see this cropping up on car paints and car surfaces very, very soon?
Well, I think we should. And it's like, of course, there are different type of polyurethanes being utilized in a variety of systems. Some of them are water-based, some of them are solvent-based. So it's slightly system-dependent, but those things can be worked out. And I really hope that consumer-driven markets like automotive markets and other, for that matter, will pick up on that and they'll take this seriously.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Professor Marek Urban from the University of Southern Mississippi. He's got that published in the journal Science this week. You can read that if you want to find out a bit more about how it works. But basically, a very clever chemical structure based on a molecule you find in nature, in the shell of a lobster or a crab, for example, and it's activated by ultraviolet light. So if you get a scratch on your car, you go for a drive in the sun, and he tells me you need just 30 minutes in the sunshine, on a decent day, I presume, in order to make good any damage.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.